Hey, what's up? This is Matt.
And this is Jack.
You're listening to The Positive Energy Show with Ainsley.
Stay positive.
Stay energized.
On Alive 90.5.
Good morning. We have a special guest in the studio this morning, the lovely Jasmine Khan. Now, for those of you, just to give you a bit of an intro, I'm so honored to have you in the studio this morning. Jasmine is a 22-year-old singer, songwriter from Sydney. She might be 23 or 24 now, but she's 20.
I'm still 22.
Oh, you're still 22? Yeah. Okay, got that right. Excellent. Jasmine's immersed in music and entertainment through her childhood and loves R&B, funk, and new soul. Finalist of The Voice and graduate from the Talent Development Program and winner of Colour TV Singing Competition representing Australia in Mumbai. Really great having you here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Jasmine, really excited. What was The Voice like?
Oh, it was amazing. It's like so much more than what you see. There's so much that goes behind it. So I enjoy just seeing what goes on backstage and meeting so many other artists and working with incredible mentors. It was amazing.
Excellent. What year was that, last year?
It was 2017. Oh my gosh, it's like 4 years ago.
So you're telling me you were on The Voice at 18, 19?
Yeah, I was 18.
Wow.
Exactly.
Amazing.
That's amazing, definitely.
Oh, it was so fun.
I assume it's very inspiring to be surrounded by those kind of artists and then, you know, obviously by the mentors as well. What was that kind of experience like for you?
Oh, absolutely. It was like kind of surreal because I'd spent so many years just kind of focusing on myself and not really collaborating. But as soon as I got there, everyone was so welcoming and you're just thrown straight into it. So yeah, it's very fast paced.
Yeah. No, great. Excellent. Now, Jasmine, we've got a song. We've got two songs that we have, but I'm going to play close.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Game Boy, I'll let the listeners listen to Game Boy at their own,
their own leisure. I love that. I think you made a great choice.
A great choice. So what is Close all about?
Look, I think as most songwriters would say, it's about an ex-relationship or past relationship gone wrong. And we love using all of our trauma to our advantage. So that's pretty much what that one's about.
Yeah.
If only I could sing.
I know, we'd be a whole day then. No, you said a lot of relationships. I'm joking. Awesome. So you're saying past relationship. And you've got a great, I've seen the music video. It looks really funky. I actually thought when I first saw it on YouTube, I didn't actually connect the dots that you were Australian based. It looks like something from out of America. It's just right up there with all the other R&B artists.
Oh, yay! That was definitely the intent. So I'm glad it worked on someone.
Definitely. Now, what musicians inspire you? What R&B musicians?
So I grew up on like a lot of Usher and like Chris Brown, but nowadays I'm listening to a lot of new age R&B. So I don't know if you guys have heard of her. It's like H-E-R.
Yes.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. And I love another one is Jasmine Sullivan and Mac Ayers. They're all a little bit underground-ish, but they're just like cream of the crop.
Oh, great. Mm. Excellent. I know these guys are dying to jump in and ask you a few questions. So Special K, over to you.
I just wanted to ask, you created Close, which we've had a bit of a preview beforehand. It sounds amazing. What kind of music were you wanting to put out after this? Was there anything lined up next on the agenda or on the bucket list?
I really have such a random release concept but there's something coming soon. It's just going to be really random, but I haven't got any particular sound I'm going for. I'm just going to keep releasing and seeing what works for me.
Great. Excellent. Cameron?
So just in terms of the music video production, you know, obviously there's a lot of work that's gone into this. What's the, because I do a little bit of film work in my spare time. Well, how long is the process for you, for those of you that, those that don't actually know the process of putting together a film, how long is that process from filming to editing to then posting it out?
Oh my gosh. It's like almost painful how long it is. It takes so long, but it's like so sweet because you really need to take your time picking the right moments and the right, you know, changes and yeah, it's but it's really fun. The editing process is like the best part.
Do you do it or you have someone there and you just tell them what to do?
Luckily my manager's an editor, so he is like, I'm like bossing him around and he'll just do it.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yeah. No, I would never boss you around. No.
I'm looking, I've done a couple of videos for Kay and the nights that we're going, all right, move this here, move this 1 second here. It's a painful process. for me, I know, but
yeah. How was the makeup and the costuming? Was that a fun process?
Oh, so much fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's the best. The days are so long when you shoot, though. It's like so long. I can't stress it, but it's so worth it. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, we're going to bring you close by Jasmine Khan right now, and we're going to, after that, we'll jump in with a few more questions from Jasmine. Stay tuned.
I'm nearly there, but you ain't giving me what I need in this moment. Close. Yeah, you don't care. I said I was done and I gave you some warning. This has happened once or twice before. Probably more than twice, yeah, I think it's more. Close. I'm nearly there, yeah, 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 and you don't care. I've been working late on that day-to-day. You've been acting strange, telling me to change. Why should I listen now when you call? I give you a ring, hang up, dial tone, yeah. Thought that we was cool back in the beginning. Times I really changed, now you come back swinging. I was looking out for the signs. We was going good, now we back on decline, yeah. Keep on spending my money. Is there something left for me, baby? For me, baby. I'm nearly there, but you ain't giving me what I need in this moment. Yeah, you don't care. I said I was done and I gave you some warning. This has happened once or twice before. Probably more than twice, yeah, I think it's more. I'm nearly there, yeah, 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 and you don't care, yeah. Now you're in my shoes, how to make you feel? Wanna have me back, wanna make this real. What's it feel like all alone? You give me a ring, pick up, no one's home. What's the point of all this back and forth? I don't even know what we're fighting for. Keep on spending my money. Is there something left for me, baby? For me, baby. Ooh. Trying to tell you, can't you see why your phone keeps on ringing, baby? Ringing, baby. It's not the fact that this is over. It's the fact that when you walked away, you didn't give me closure. Now I'm trying to figure out the way to keep on the straight. Melancholy in my eye, black lines on my face, yeah. I should have listened when they said, please be careful. Waiting on you, waste of time, nothing special. Truth hurts, I know it doesn't work. Doesn't mean I love you any less, Lord. That's a joke, cause we were. I'm nearly there, but you ain't giving me what I need in this moment. Yeah, you don't care. I said I was done and I gave you some warning. This has happened once or twice before. Probably more than twice, yeah, I think it's more. I'm nearly there, yeah, 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 and you don't care, yeah.
That was Close by Jasmine Khan. That's a great song.
Thank
love
you.
The beat, love the rhythm.
Those listeners that enjoyed that song, I really recommend going and looking at the music video on YouTube. Where was that actually shot?
That was shot in Morelia. So kind of near Pitt Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Morelia.
in like an abandoned warehouse, so...
Yeah, I was looking untouched. I was like, how do you find an abandoned warehouse? Is there like a gumtree.com and search abandoned warehouse or like what's
my manager's really savvy.
He's got the
hookups. So yeah, once you're kind of in the industry, people start talking about great locations. So That was one of them.
Yeah. So cool.
Awesome.
I want to do a music video.
Why not?
Yeah. I can't sing.
Just do it.
Or dance. Yeah, or if you guys were watching me dance in that to that song.
There's something kind of niche about it, though. You just can't do any of those things. So.
I think it's for TikTok, actually.
Definitely. Now, Jasmine, for our young listeners out there, you've got an inspirational story and also journey you've been on. What words of encouragement or what would you offer our listeners wanting to pursue a career in music? So what advice do you have for them?
So I started writing only a couple of years ago, but it was the collaborating with other artists that got me really like on the ball and on my feet. So I think the most important thing to do is to just keep writing and keep working with other artists so you can find your sound. Because like that's one of the hardest things nowadays as an artist is just trying to find your unique sound and your, you know, your picture for yourself. So yeah.
No, great. That's excellent.
Good. Very good.
Definitely. And where can listeners find you? I'm really keen to find out what mediums, how can they reach you? What social media platforms?
Yeah, so I'm really partial to Instagram. I use that every day, and I'm always sharing things on my story. So that's my main thing. But if like just for music and other in the video and everything, YouTube and Spotify. I'm on most of the other like music platforms, but I'm more partial to Instagram.
Excellent. So it's iam.jasminekahn. You can find her. That's the handle.
I am Jasmine Kahn. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't go and say, I am Cameron, eh?
Just I am in case Cameron.
You're not we know you're Cameron.
No.
Okay. He's a
I am not Jasmine Khan.
I'm not Jasmine Khan.
You could be the hater account. Spreads lies and vicious rumors.
I haven't posted on Instagram in about 4 years, I think. So. I use it, but.
What a fantastic comeback story it would be.
Yeah. So I think we kind of touched on this earlier. What is next on the bucket list? What's happening this year?
This year, I'm just going to keep releasing music, keep doing videos, and keep writing until something works.
Oh, you'll definitely get it working. Definitely.
Fingers crossed.
For sure.
Come on. You've got it. I reckon, you know what? If I, just an idea that I'm going to throw out there. Mm-hmm. If you brought a bit of R&B with a bit of Indian influence with a bit of nice funky beats for the clubs, I think you got something.
Oh my
going.
Gosh, if my mum was here, she would just be high-fiving you. She's been saying that for years.
I reckon, I'm serious, if you listen to some of the songs that like Jaho and all of those others that came out there, and if you get something to that beat, it would go viral.
I totally agree.
Serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just the FY.
Okay. Well, we have yet to listen to Game Boy.
Oh, we can't play Game Boy.
Oh, no,
we cannot play Game Boy. You can listen to Game Boy at home.
I will, but I want to ask.
Why can't we listen to Game Boy?
Because Game Boy is, there's a lot of naughty words in there.
There's yeah. You guys know the drill.
Yeah. We know the drill. It's a beautiful song, by the way.
Thank you.
Love it.
Kay, you had a question, Kay?
So I just wanted to ask, what was Game Boy about?
Same person.
Same person?
Uh-huh. He's been giving me some good music.
It's like Lizzo of your time.
I'm just making sure. It's not the Sierra Leone guy that's inspiring, is it?
No.
Not the guy that's in the studio right now. Okay.
Gentlemen, okay. Good. So, okay. No problem.
We're in the clear, guys. Don't worry.
Okay. Great. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us here at Live 90.5. Love having you here. And thank you for taking out the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. And for all the listeners out there as well, we'll have a podcast available after this. So you can go back. We'll share it on our socials. Hopefully have it up within 48 hours and will be available for you to listen back to Jasmine Khan's session here at Live 90.5 on the Positive Energy Show with Special K, with I am Dot Cameron.
That's what I was going to introduce you now.
I am Cameron.
I'm Cameron, yes. Jasmine and Ainsley. Thank you.